This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The city of Denver has recorded its first human case of West Nile virus this year. The virus is mostly spread through the bite of an infected mosquito. It can be transmitted any time mosquitoes are active. In Colorado, the state sees higher numbers in summer and fall, with the season ending with the year's first hard freeze. Colorado has recorded 11 cases in 2025, with one death, three hospitalized, and five people who've developed neurological symptoms. Denver released no information about the city's patient or their condition. Jefferson County also reported its first human cases this week. With some school districts opening this week, Colorado drivers need to be aware of a new state rule about what to do near a stopped school bus. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Drivers have always had to stop at least 20 feet behind a school bus that is stopped with its red lights flashing. Now it doesn't matter if the school bus is in your lane. If drivers in the oncoming lane are approaching a stopped school bus with flashing lights, they must also stop. There is an exception, though. You don't have to stop if there's a raised or depressed median or other physical barrier between directions of traffic. Law enforcement says every year there are multiple near misses and crashes involving school buses and other vehicles. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Red flag warnings for continued high fire danger are posted for much of the western slope through the rest of this week, with temperatures in the upper 90s and low humidity forecast through Sunday. Numerous fires are already burning across western Colorado. CPR.org has all the details. It's 5:06.